We'll continue where we left off with the Atma Sakshatkara Prakaranam. If I have correctly marked where we've left off, if not, someone can let me know, but it's always worthwhile to read something twice that is written by the ancient sages. There is no greater blessing anywhere apart from gaining the self. No greater blessing. Have you received that blessing? Have you asked for it? Do you yearn for it? Because it is the only blessing that will relieve you of suffering. Apart from the gaining of the self, there is no hope. Meditate ever on the self. He who is the self, he indeed is the one all-pervasive Supreme Self. Be aware of this. So when you reach the Self, that Self is the one Self. There are not a multitude of selves. There is one Self that is real. That Self is sometimes called Allah, sometimes it's called Christ, sometimes Buddha, sometimes Brahman, sometimes the Tao, but it's always the same one self that is the real core of your being. Don't confuse it with the prana nor the apana, in other words, the vital energies of the body, nor the instruments superior to these, nor the senses, nor the thinking mind, but reach ever for the self that is the omniscient, the perfect. But know that it is neither inside nor outside. It's not far away and it's not nearby, and it doesn't fit anywhere. That Supreme One is formless. It is all-pervasive and effulgent. But because it is everywhere, it is also nowhere, and therefore difficult to find for the mind that's looking for something objective. But you can't find it because you are it, but usually without knowing it. And so the only way to know that is to be that by silencing the mind that is looking elsewhere. It is across, above, below, inside and outside. But these are divisions, and there is no division in the self. The self is established firmly everywhere as the void. But the void is self-luminous. You must meditate on this more and more until you break through the mind into the real. But know that the self is neither a void nor a non-void, but it is both non-void and void, pervasive everywhere but without predilections. This is the self you must realize. So the self is a void. It's empty of thoughts. It's empty of any objectivity. It's empty of emotions, empty of suffering, empty of thoughts, concepts. It's empty of Maya, but it's filled with light, with joy, with bliss, with knowledge, with power. It is without affliction, and needs no support from anything or anyone, has no caste, no name, no form, is taintless, attributeless. This is what must be unceasingly meditated upon. The self has no karma, it's unborn. The self does not identify with thoughts, does not identify with your body, with your life, with your ego narrative. When you reach the self, all of that falls away. And this is the resistance, because there is too much love for the ego narrative, too much fear that you will be depersonalized and won't know who or what you are if you let go of the thinking mind. The thinking mind convinces you that you need it because it's going to get you what you desire. But of course, the thinking mind lives in a mirage, and whatever you desire is not really it. It won't bring peace or fulfillment. And desire always comes with fear and the agony of loss and the realization of disappointment. And it always comes with the sense of defeat and guilt and shame, and cannot bring you salvation. The ego must be allowed to die through silencing the mind. The real self needs no refuge or support, but it is beyond the range of the comprehension of the ego mind. It is so faultless, so timeless, that the ego mind, bound by time, cannot imagine the self. But you can meditate upon it joyfully forever by surrendering to that which is real. Embracing dispassion and thus desisting from all karmic activity, shying away from social activity, one should therefore ever meditate upon the self that is within, and meditate in oneself and by oneself. This you must be aware of. You can only reach the self by the self. In other words, it requires the ability to tolerate solitude, to let go of the desire of the other, to let go of the weakness that feels a lack that needs an other to fill it. There must be a freedom from all need, all illusion of a sense of weakness and a sense of fear and the paranoid fantasies that the ego mind produces that create more defensiveness and that hide the self deeper in the dungeon of the unconscious. One must be free of all of that. And only by letting that ego mind drop away through dispassion for anything in the world and the karmic activity that falls away with the dispassion for the other and for objects, only by shying away from, retreating from, the social activity of the ego mind that wants validation, can the self be realized. And so the self has neither country, nor lineage, nor religion, nor caste, nor style. It has no thoughts. The wise man should meditate daily upon the real nature of the self. This, now there are quotes, this is the mantra, this is the right deity to worship, this is the time, this is what's called meditation, this is tapas. Throw away all such thoughts. There are no techniques you can use to reach the self. There's no religion that will give you access to the self. There's no secret name that will get you closer to the self. There's no mantra that will magically open you to the higher dimensions. Don't fall for those illusions. Only by concentrating on the real core of who you are will the self be realized. The self, however, is without thought. Make it impossible for the thinking-oriented mind to think at all. Cause the mind that thinks to get settled in the self. Do not let the mind think of anything else. So this is the one assignment of yoga, the one method. But that method is the yearning to be one with the self. Nothing other than that authentic yearning that comes from within through the wisdom that is gained by the hard knocks of experience that have made you understand that the world is only a mirage and that the real is eternal and that you will have to face it at some point, even if it's only at the death of the body. But there is no escaping the return to the self. And only by returning to the self while the body is alive can you be liberated from the nightmare of Maya and from all of the agony that the mind is putting you through constantly if thoughts are still continuing. Only in the silencing of the mind is there freedom. Is there joy? Is there love? And is there truth? The self is not something that can be made into an object of thought, nor is it something that cannot be thought of, because it is not containable in thoughts, and yet it is the intelligence that is the source from which all thoughts derive. But only when you are not leaning toward thinking or toward even the desire not to think, but only when the heart is focused on the self, that is when your meditation shall reach the real. So, one must silence the mind not as a technique, even though it is the method, but the mind must be silenced as the byproduct of the love for the self, the byproduct for the yearning to realize the self and nothing else, and not to realize the self in order to have theories about it, or create philosophies and metaphysical maps. They may come secondarily because the intelligence of the self has great understanding of everything, but that cannot be the goal. You cannot wish to gain anything whatsoever other than knowing and realizing and loving the self. Not even wanting love from the self, but only a total surrender that is unconditional to the self brings you to the unconditionality of the real and frees you forever from the ego's agony of compulsive thinking about objects that only bring suffering and not fulfillment. But it is when the mind is free from its electrical bondage to the objective other that has been charged with the desire that comes from its own subconscious alienation from the self, that wants to return to union but projects it foolishly upon either another person or an object or money or some place or some condition or situation or even some food or even some pornographic image or anything that the ego has chosen as its signifier of the self, whatever representation one is using that gives one a sense of, if I only had this, I'd be happy, that's the illusion that must be let go of if you want to realize the real bliss of the self. Only when you know that the world is a simulation, an illusion, can you reach the self that is beyond the world, that is the dreamer that is unborn, and to know yourself as that. May you have the wisdom and the love to reach the self, because only through that attainment can you be of any help to anyone or help uplift this world dream from its nightmare condition. Only through realization of the dreamer can you be free, and can you give freedom to all of those appearances in the dream that are all merely reflections of aspects of yourself. May you know the peace that comes only from wholehearted surrender to the self, if you think you are the ego, or realizing you are the self, and that the ego never was. And may you know the deeper peace that comes from abiding changelessly, continuously, without break, in the silence of pure presence that does not identify with thoughts, even when thoughts must appear in the course of functioning. But there will be complete disidentification from body and from ego, so that all that occurs is part of the flow of the real, not interfered with by egoic illusion. And may you know the supreme peace of never forgetting who you are, never dropping below the throne of the lotus of divine joy, never falling into the duality of Maya, but remaining always in that supreme love bliss of absolute union with the supreme dreamer of the dream, who is always awakened, luminous, and completely fulfilled without the need for dropping into the illusion that there is anything but consciousness, and without ever forgetting that consciousness is ineffable and that there is no such thing as matter or flesh or life or death, but only the real, that is light and awareness, and always present here and now.